Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am Brian. That there is Luke.
Yes, I am.
We're hanging out here on WTTN 1580 AM and 92.7 FM Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app. You can also check us out at 540 AM in Waukesha, as well as 101 FM The Shaw. And we're pretty much kicking ass all over the place here.
Taking a lot of names.
Yeah, I don't really take many names, just because you and Crudy are so horrible with names, it just doesn't even matter anymore.
I'm so bad with names.
It's fine. I don't know. I got moving around a lot. I had to learn a lot of new names. So
yeah.
It's funny how, like, but I'll attach other things to them. Like, for the longest time, I didn't know this guy at all, but I knew everything about him and that his, but I called him, you know, Rum and Diet, because he'd always come in Double Rum and Diet. And then I found out it was Mark. So, hooray.
There you go.
Good for me. Whenever I find some fun things online and they're somewhat relevant, I like to share them with everybody. I found this tweet out there from Professor Eller Howard. Just throwing out there right now. She's a professor of history. I like to show students how history is relevant today, but I didn't need the 1918 flu, Great Depression, New Deal stimulus, New Deal stimulus relief, Hitler versus Poland, freezing Japanese assets, NATO, and peak Cold War all to be relevant to this term.
Yeah.
That's 100 years of history in less than 10 years.
In one semester of college.
Congratulations, everyone. Yeah. Congratulations. But we are still on our quest to find the truth. And our quest to find the truth has more information so far and more public record out there than anything that Michael Gabelman has done. So far, we have a bunch of people putting in just about as valid of a point as Michael Gabelman has made so far. And we're speculating right now on how long his report is going to be, either 0 pages or 50. I think it's going to be about 3 or 4, but that's just me.
And we got a couple of text-in options as well. We're going to get back to the lines, 844-967-2789. But Brian, I want to read out some of these text submissions as well. So we got Julian Muskego texting in saying, Gabelman has about a half a page written in crayon and covered in food stains.
So okay, the food stains I can see, and I know that from, again, I'm saying this from personal experience. Again, when I was in high school, I was known for possibly having some food stains. And again, it's always, like, everyone in my family, by the way, has a food stain right on the top of their stomach. Like, every single person, same thing. I have a large family, and literally every single one of them, every one of their shirts has a stain. Right in the middle of the top of their stomach, right where, like, the middle of where your tie would be. I'm not a tie wearer, so I have stained shirts. Either way, let's go to the lines. Let's go to see what Ronnie Profani has to say. Profane Ronnie, how you been?
I like that name. That's cool.
Yeah, we give people different names when you call in and we type. We you come up on the caller ID, so we know it's you. And I like to put Ronnie Profani because it's fun.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Thank you.
Of course.
So my estimation is it will be between 37 and 52 pages, and it's going to start out, there's going to be a lot of detail in it. There's going to be a ton of detail, and it's going to start out with, so like this one time at band camp, this girl was telling me the election was stolen, and I said, the election? And she said, yeah, the election. And I said, what election? And she said, well, Trump. And I said, how do you know that? Well, Mike Pillow told me. Mike Pillow? Yeah, Mike Pillow told me. And so she said I should talk to Mike Pillow. And so I talked to Mike Pillow. And he was telling me about these boxes at Mar-a-Lago with papers. And I
half-eaten boxes.
See those papers? No. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's just going to be like a stream of consciousness telling every conversation.
So like,
Robin Voss calls me. And I say, hey, Robin.
He's gonna be a modern day Faulkner, just a very low grade Faulkner.
Nothing. Yeah, there will be nothing in it, but it will look like a lot because he's just going to type a lot of words, just words.
But it's got to be all recall, Ronnie. That's got to be all recall of words since like a few weeks ago, though, that he started jotting this down. Because let's remind all the people that when Gableman and Voss have received the open records request, finding out the details of this investigation and what they've been doing for the past few months. They turned over next to nothing to a Dane County court judge, saying that they didn't know that they had to keep public records. So this is all going to be secondhand.
Oh, they didn't know?
Allegedly.
It's going to be firsthand, because it's going to come from his memory and from his mouth. And if we can't trust a judge, who else could we judge or trust? So absolutely, we can absolutely trust everything that he digs out of his memory. Don't you think?
Of course. And you know why? You know why? Because I don't think, Ronnie. And that's why. Thank you for your call. You're the coolest. Appreciate it.
I think she's right. There might be a very large stream of consciousness shared in this report, and I think there is going to be a lot of he said, kind of setup.
Which is why you want that stuff, so you get to continue your investigation. Which is why you want to do things behind closed doors,
right?
So you can create a he said, she said.
Exactly. He wants to do it behind closed doors and hidden, and keep all of these. He doesn't want any loose, or he wants not just one loose thread. He wants many loose
and
threads,
please,
Brian.
Let me make clear for anybody conservative that thinks I'm just railing against this because, oh, it's just, you know, the right-wing stuff. No, if there's something wrong with the election, I want to know. I want to know the answer.
Yeah.
I just don't think this guy has even the capability of proving that he exists, let alone that he should, you know, that the election had any fraud. Like, I don't understand why anybody even has any sort of faith that this person could possibly pull this off in any way, shape, or form. Let's go to Joe in Madison, see what she thinks. How long do you think the report's going to be, Joe?
I'm aghast over the last bit of information that you had, that a Supreme Court justice was unaware that they had to keep public records when they were doing an investigation for the government.
Well, that's what the attorney for the Supreme Court justice's probe had to say about it.
Whoa, that's fascinating. And I guess what makes that even more fascinating is, let's say that it's Ronnie's approach. I would argue there'll be a different approach, but let's say it's Ronnie's approach where it's going to be chock full of all this stuff that people told me. Now, wouldn't it be possible that if he throws that into a report that there were people that might have been hitting the record button on their phones when they were talking to him? Wisconsin's a one-party consent state. You don't have to tell the other people you're taping them. So that could be just fascinating. But I didn't
think what's even fascinating about that part is that one of Tony Evers' administration actually left her job because of that exact statute, because, you know, she recorded something and the other person didn't know. Anyway, let's move on.
But that was ethics rather than, you know, law. By law, one can. But what I think is going to happen is that because he has, I mean, obviously this has been a whale flopping on the beach for a very long time, I would say that this is going to be more like the times that all of us have had when you had a paper that was due night before, you know, you pop a Frosty and start figuring out how you're going to get this thing done, except he probably, you know, handed it off to a few flunkies. But I would say as few pages as possible. What matters more is the word count. I think you're going to have one of these deals where margins are wide, double-spaced, big font size, you know, lots of white space in there, lots of charts, and there will be just nothing there except a lot of nice formatting. It's beautifully formatted.
If you did a bunch of research and still had nothing, you'd at least be able to go and make a really long attribution page, you know, and like add a couple extra pages there, or even take up extra pages with quotes that you just take a little quote from this one and then another quote from this one and then another quote from this one. And then you can add up the attributes later on. But, you know, I don't think he has any of that.
No, there's definitely not multiple sources that he can go to and quote in this report, because, I mean, he might have multiple sources, but it's all going to be hearsay. There's not any solid piece of evidence that they can share that is going to show widespread voter fraud, because again, this was the most litigated, audited, and like contested election in the history of not only Wisconsin but the country. And if there was any there, it would have been found now, because Michael Gableman has been fumbling through this like a buffoon. And again, like Brian, you always say, if there was actually voter fraud there, you'd want somebody that was actually competent and could go find it.
Yes.
But there's none there, have this guy going through and just muddying the waters, saying that there's irregularities or whatever he's contending without actually being able to provide any evidence. And we appreciate your call, Joe. You could be like Joe. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Or Brian, you could be like Steady Eddie, who's got a text submission for us. And he says, don't blame the dog for eating the report. It's Trump that eats the secret reports.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't think he involves his digestive system. I think he just, or I would hope that he doesn't use his own digest. That's really sad that I actually had to think about that and go, do you really think he's eating the paper?
Brian, do
I
you
thought
remember-
he was just seriously up until then. I thought he was just ripping it up and throwing it in the toilet. Now I think he might have.
I think it's a combination of both.
You think he's eating it?
This is something that you and I didn't get to talk about because we were moving the stations and it wasn't on the air. But don't you recall all the times that Trump's would be? Oh, geez, man, don't get yourself too.
I'm sorry. It's just really funny.
But don't you recall all the times that Trump would reference the fact that nowadays you got to flush toilets 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times? I don't think it's just because he was necessarily having the need to flush the toilet that many times.
People are flushing toilets 10 times,
exactly.
15 times.
What? And he's mad because again, that was a result of the low pressure toilets, like the ones that have like that use less gallons per flush. And he was mad about it because it wasn't moving the heavy duty paper that of the reports he wasn't actively reading.
It makes me think, do you think he has special plumbing at Trump Tower that can flush like a 30-page report down the toilet just like nobody?
Oh no, I always hire Russian plumbers. Always hire Russian plumbers. They're the best. They always charge the best rates. They don't even charge me anything. These Russian plumbers, they show up at everywhere I go and they plumb, they take care of all my plumbing, these Russian plumbers. Yes, we are here to take care of all your documents. I mean, documents is Russian for poo, you see.
Yeah, it's essentially, man.
That's where we're at.
And maybe Gableman's going to be taking a page out of that book. Maybe the report was so bad that rather than submit it to Voss this morning, maybe it's flushed down a toilet somewhere in Brookfield.
Let's see what Jake from Milwaukee has to say about it. Jake, what you got, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, the conversation just always goes to the same area, right to the toilet. Anyway.
Unfortunately, we were literally led there.
I was saying, not by, I didn't want to go there, Jake. We were forced to go
there. Oh, I always do. I'm there. It's good. Come on and join me. Welcome to the office. What you got, Jake?
I think, of course, it's going to be stupid, but I also think there's going to be a lot of personal, like, innuendo and just to smear people. I think there's going to be a lot of that. That's going to be part of it.
You lament the toilet humor, and then you go right to smearing. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I know. But I'm thinking that's going to be in there, actually.
Of course. There's going to be conjecture and slander. Who do you think he's specifically going to slander?
People in the... Well, I mean, they're going after voting rights, right? So they're going to try to do mostly that. The whole... mayor thing is kind of dumb, but they'll go after the commissions so they can use it as a justification to try to like destroy it and do whatever they need to do. Because in order for them to win statewide elections, they need to steal the vote, an election year completely. So,
well, they could offer ideas, Jake. They could offer ideas, but then again, what's the fun in that, huh? Thank you very much for the call, buddy. We're going to go for Mark from the sack. We got about a minute left here, buddy. What do you got, bud?
Well, probably multiple pages of all work and no play makes Mike a dull boy. page after page after page of that, perhaps. And hopefully they'll just say, you know, this has got to be in compliance. All the invoices and all the sign-offs on those invoices and travel logs should be included along with this. And it won't be, but that's, you know, it usually happens, you know, when we have a state contract out there, because I used to do, you know, audit those things. There should have been a request for proposal and should have gone to multiple sources rather than right to Mikey Gableman, who was the day after the election in 2020 was saying that this is a theft, you know, it was stolen from Donald Trump.
And Mark, They don't even have a mission statement, man. They don't even have a purpose for being there. I don't think they're going to be filling out any TPS reports anytime soon.
No.
But you can, too. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. How long is Gableman's TPS report going to be?
And it's Dueling Tangents. We inform and entertain. That's our mission statement. Fever.